بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أمير المؤمنين أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها وامرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. This is the first hadith of the kitab. We have already translated it, but a few very important points with regard to this hadith. Firstly, this is with regard to intention. And intention means to do something according to the Shariat for our purposes. Like for example, hopefully we all, when we stepped into the masjid, we stepped with the right foot. And when we go out, we will go out with the left foot. But if we did not do that with the niyat of sunnat, then it is a good thing we have done, but we won't get the sawab of sunnat. The sawab of sunnat is when we make that niyat that I'm doing it, because it is the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, it is just a normal act. And also, with regard to this hadith, with regard to intentions, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى, for every person he gets what he makes intentions for. As we had mentioned for several times, that we can do one amal, one action, but the number of intentions we do, according to that we will get sawab. Like we have come to the masjid, we can make up to 15 intentions. Or the author of Mazahir al-Haq has written that we can make up to 15 intentions when coming to the masjid. If we did not make any intention, then that is according to what our action will be. If we made a few intentions, we will get that reward according to that. So, for even our mundane and day-to-day things, eating, drinking, sleeping, earning, etc., there also, if we make intention that we are eating this food to get strength, to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, then that will become a very superior ibadat also. And if we do righteous deeds, but we made wrong intention for name and fame, then forget it being an ibadat, it will be a source of punishment for us by Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And if we made no intention, then it just remains like that. The background of this hadith is explained by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that a person had proposed to marry a certain woman who was known as Umme Qais. But she had made a condition that unless he makes hijrat, goes to Madinatul Munawwara from Makkah Sharif, unless he does that, she will not marry him. So he went with that intention in order to marry Umme Qais. And he was known as the Muhajir Umme Qais, the person who made hijrat for the sake of Umme Qais. So though he made a very great amal, hijrat, leaving Makkah Sharif, leaving his hometown where he was born and bred, and he went away to Madina Sharif, but all he went for was to marry this woman. So according to that, is his returns also from Allah Ta'ala. Whereas the vast majority of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum made hijrat in order to please Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. Hijrat according to Shariat means that where a person cannot practice deen, he goes to another place where he can freely practice deen and he can observe the commandments of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So this hadith explains one of the fundamentals of our deen. It is such an integral part of our Islam that some ulama have regarded as being one third of all Islamic teachings. Niyat is one third. There are so many teachings of our deen, but they have regarded making niyat one third. And sadly on our side, perhaps we give it no place in our lives. The making of niyat, we don't give it any place in our lives. Hazrat Abu Ubaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, there is no single hadith that is more comprehensive, independent and beneficial than this hadith. That so much has been put into this hadith that how much of deen has come in there. And also it is narrated, niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is better than his amal. For example, if we make consciously our niyat of making our namaz, everyone will make a niyat of a perfect namaz. But where we hardly start namaz and we see we faltering already in our namaz. Our niyat we can make perfect, our amal we are very, very weak. And according to our niyat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will give us our returns. Hazrat Abu Dawood radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, who is the great scholar of hadith, one of the six basic kitabs of hadith which he has compiled, he said it is half of all knowledge. Niyat is half of all knowledge. And at the same time again, let us say how much of importance do we put to niyat. According to Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayh, which is a very, very great scholar also, it is a third of knowledge. Because the deeds of man are associated with his heart. That is what Allah sees. Not the outward action, but Allah sees the intention in the heart. It is associated with his heart, tongue and limbs. And intentions are related to the heart. Hazrat Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayh also said, I wrote 500,000 ahadith. 500,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From these, I choose 4,800 hadith. The crux of those 500,000 hadith, he says, I chose 4,800, about 5,000, but 1% of that. From these four ahadith are sufficient for a person's religion. And of these, about 5,000 hadith, he says four hadith are enough for a person if he acts on them for his deen and his dunya and his akhirat. The one is this hadith, actions are gauged by the intentions. The other one is, the permissible is clear and the prohibited is clear. All things which Allah has made permissible for us are very clear. And all which Allah has made haram is also very clear. In between them lies the grey area. A person who abstains from that grey area will be always in the clear. And a person who falls in that grey area will fall into haram eventually. So that is the second hadith. The third is, the beauty of a man's Islam is his avoiding that which does not concern him. What is tarke la ya'ani? The things which do not benefit us in our deen nor our dunya. And today we are almost all the time engaged in useless pursuits. And we call it passing time, and it has become a great art of our time. Our children and even we say we get bored of doing things. And we want to do all other wrong things. So this is the beauty, one of the four hadith on which our Islam depends, that we don't do all la ya'ani, for a futile things. On the phone we are just busy all the time, and who's not busy on the phone? And just passing time, just driving around, passing time. And in Ramzan we want to pass time, whereas there is no time really for us, and yet we have got time to pass. So that all which is la ya'ani. And the fourth is, and any of you cannot be a believer unless he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. That is, a true believer is one who wants to see the good of others. Unfortunately, our nature has become, when there is some harm to somebody, inside we get happy with that. Outside we might make a show, but inside we get happy, he's got this problems, he's got that problems. So the sign of perfect iman is that we desire for our fellow brothers that what we desire for ourselves. So these are the four hadith on which Islam depends and which are very important for us. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn our deen, to consider it, to make hifazah, to memorize, to bring it into our hearts, to practice it and to propagate it to others as well. And of course, we are in these Mubarak days, and today is the day of Jumu'ah, which is even more Mubarak. So today, even more particularly, we should try and observe it, and that is our namazes properly, and then our staying away from all types of sin. And this la ya'ni also, to stay away from useless pursuits, to stay away, and from all gunas, to stay away. May Allah let us appreciate these very great and honorable days.